be simple, but that's who I am. Hey, I'm just a beer man.
Emil.
Emil.
I'm going to get it right on record. Emil.
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 Mullen.
You have the wine tasting out near the airport in Cottonwood.
Right.
Clarkdale. That there is a retail location in the Phoenix area. If somebody was interested in trying the Cove Mesa brands, you can get it at a location on Camelback of 32nd Street. I can't remember what it's called. It used to be Sportsman's for
years. You're talking about Tarbell's?
Tarbell's.
Right. Tarbell's does have some of our wine, and we have not done much marketing. We haven't done hardly any distribution.
Well, you're brand new, too.
Right. Well, we are, and also we're very small, so, you know, when you distribute, you take a huge haircut on the wine. And but also Southern Rail and Beckett's Table, two wonderful restaurants here in the Valley, fabulous owners. They have our wine on their wine list.
Beckett's Table?
Beckett's Table and Southern Rail. They're owned by the same families. Very high quality place. We had dinner last night at Southern Rail. Spectacular. and we're having lunch today at Jordy's being hosted by Christopher Gross. And we're hoping that we'll get some wine on their wine list, because they're some of the most important people in the wine world at the Wrigley Mansion.
You sure you don't want me to follow you guys around and report on it and promote it too? No. We also, listeners don't get the wrong impressions. We've partnered to create a Centennial Red. We've also partnered with Brian with Old Ellsworth Brewing Company, and he produced for us an amazing beer. So if you're a beer drinker, you can celebrate the CN, which is celebrating our centennial year of Zona Farm Bureau's 100 years. If you're a wine drinker, it's obviously the Centennial Red. But Brian, you're on the line, and I would love, because the last time I visited with you, you gave an amazing description of this celebration beer, and I'm hoping that you'll give us the lowdown on the CN beer and where people can get it, by the way.
So right now, CN is actually distributed in all the Total Wines in the entire valley, and also right here at the brewery in Queen Creek. CN is a kind of a unique beer for us. It's a Arizona steam ale. It's a California common style, so it's a lager that's fermented at a higher temperature. But it has mostly Arizona ingredients on the malt bill side. So we have malted Sinagua malt from Sinagua Malt in Camp Verde or Cottonwood. And then also grain R&D right here in Queen Creek provides us with the malted white wheat. That gives it the backbone of the maltiness that you get coming through on the beer.
And it's kind of exploded in popularity. Is it fair for me to say that, Brian? Because you released the CN beer quite a bit fairly early in the year.
Yep, we've been brewing that for since last November. We got into Total Wine a couple months after we debuted it at the brewery. And then it's actually the first, it's kind of a cool project for us because it's the first beer we've put in cans. So we really appreciate that partnership with the Arizona Farm Bureau, and we're happy to kind of support them in that. But yeah, it's really exploded in popularity. You can see it all over the valley pretty much.
So we asked Emil his story and what got him started. Can you give us a little bit of a lowdown why you and your wife started Old Ellsworth Brewing Company?
I was always home brewing I probably homebrewed for like 10 years in my garage. And then I started doing some research while I was in college on opening a brewery and doing some demographic studies on Queen Creek and just throwing some numbers out there. And I went and talked to my wife and said, what do you think? Do you think maybe we should start this up? And she was all for it. So with her support and the support of my brother-in-law, who is our head brewer now, and also my Chris's mom was the one that introduced us to Queen Creek. So with her introduction. That was well, and kind of what kind of started.
That is so neat. And I can tell you're burning the candle at both ends because you've also got a little girl. And when you were out with us for the Racing for the Bacon fundraising event in earlier October, she was with you. And you guys are just busy, busy, busy and spreading the word on quality beer. I've tasted the CN beer. I absolutely love it. And it's really a true partnership of celebration of 100 years for Arizona Farm Bureau. And it's really allowing us to support local businesses like yours. Are you still there?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm still here. We are definitely kept on our toes running around chasing Malin. She's the owner of Old Ellsworth, actually. but we kind of follow her around wherever she goes.
Well, she's an inspiration. She's such a cutie. So another point for our listeners, again, you can get this Centennial beer in the Wine and More stores throughout the valley, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yep, Total Wine.
And then what also we're going to do is our annual meeting, Arizona Farm Bureau's annual meeting is next week. It starts Wednesday night. It goes through Friday. We're going to be serving both the Centennial Red at the governor's reception because of our 100 years, we'll celebrate that, and the CN beer. And then on Thursday night, after we have the Taste of Arizona, which is very appropriate, celebrating these two agriculture products. And that's also after the big awards dinner on Thursday night. So for those attendees that are going to our annual meeting, where we do a lot of work, Amo's going to be there. We keep busy with everything that we do.
Before we lose track of this, I just want to say to you, Brian, I am so excited to see you making a lager. It's one of my pet peeves about a lot of the microbreweries that they don't take the time to make a lager, and I love good lager. So I highly recommend you for doing that.
Yeah, it's a pretty long process. It does take a bare minimum of 30 days. So it's scheduling. We'll just say a wrestle with scheduling for sure.
And it sounds like it's such a family affair. Did I hear you say your brother-in-law is the master brewer?
So Ryan is our head brewer. We don't say master because we're always still learning stuff.
Okay.
But Ryan is definitely in charge of the grain and hop water that comes out of the brewery for sure.
And I've seen the operation. It's pristine. One of the things, and I see this with some of our wine growers too, is that you really keep your areas clean. You're really putting a lot of heart and soul into it. There's a method to your madness.
For sure, for sure. And I'm not sure about wine. Maybe Emil can talk about that. But I know that brewing is only 10% brewing and 90% cleaning. So
exactly. That is exactly the description of winemaking as well. And, wow. And as Brian knows, brewing and winemaking are both extremely nutrient-rich environments. And if you don't keep everything sterile clean, you're going to grow a lot of things in your brewery or winery that you don't want.
Absolutely.
One of the reasons why we felt it was really valuable to partner with some of our local businesses in this effort as we celebrate 100 years is, you know, in the blend or the mix. So for wine, it's the wine grapes. For beer, it's your grains. And it's fun to see all of this merge and then a production or producing that value-added product. Brian, were you kind of amazed at what it takes and then the availability of some of the local producers to help you produce some of the quality beer that you produce?
It's come a long way even since we opened. Like, we're only 4 years old, going into our fourth year now, but the availability of products that you can put into a good quality beer in Arizona has grown tremendously in the last couple of years. It's kind of exploded. It hasn't been, when we first opened, there was no way we could have done a project like this. So if that gives you any idea, then kind of.
That's great.
Launches.
And where exactly, if I want to go to your brewery in Queen Creek, how do I get there?
We are on Ellsworth and Ocotillo, right in downtown Queen Creek. So we're right in the middle.
Tell us about some of the farmers that you've met in trying to access some of these, byproducts to put in your beer.
So we're really close to Sossaman Farms, which is about 2 miles away. That's where Grain R&D is. Grain R&D supplies a lot of the boutique and kind of actually unique ancient grains to a lot of breweries around the valley. We obviously, it's a great partnership for us because we're right here. We just drive down the street and pick it up. So the Sossamans and Travis over there are great. They help us out a ton. And then also at Sanagua Malt in Cottonwood, we met Chip, and Chip kind of fell in love with this project because of where it comes from the Arizona Farm Bureau. And he jumped right on board and gave us, we kind of just drove up there to talk to him, Ryan and I did, and he actually loaded up the back of Ryan's truck, and we drove down and brewed our first batch after that. So Chip's a great partnership, too, to have.
Brewed the first batch and never looked back.
Never looked back, yeah. We're still going.
And by the way, I know for sure the Sossamans are members of Arizona Farm Bureau. Again, it's a family affair, and just like your business, Brian, it's a family affair. Now, I'm going to pivot back because we haven't given Emil a chance to mention the other wine that he brought for us this morning. And Brian, thanks for hanging out. Stay on the line because we may have another question for you.
I have a question about hops. I wonder if you can get hops grown in Arizona.
That is a good question.
There are a couple locations for hops, and we have chased them. But a couple of the bigger breweries will snap them up as soon as possible. I've seen hops in Wilcox. I've seen hops in Camp Verde. There's supposedly wild hops somewhere.
Well, but, I think that's a good market for some farmers to fill in Arizona.
So. Yeah. And I do have a couple of my farmers I know because I've talked to them that are working it. But hops are one of those high maintenance crops, and sometimes they really have to based on the area that they're in. We've got a few farmers that are trying to experiment with that.
Yes. And both locations he mentioned he found in Wilcox and Verde, you know, you're at 3,000 plus elevation. So it doesn't sound like it's something that most farmland in Arizona,
right.
Which is Pinal, Maricopa, Pima.
It's actually very similar to growing grapes. Some of the same
have to be at
terroir.
Higher altitude.
Right.
So what's the other, Brian, please stay on the line with us because we might have some other questions for you, but what's the other wine that you brought this morning?
Well, we have a Malvasia Bianca, an Italian grape. It's an aromatic, perfumey grape that is kind of identified with Arizona. I think it may be the most planted white grape in Arizona. This is from Rolling View Vineyards, which is owned by the Pierce family down in Wilcox in the Kansas settlement. It's a fantastic grape, and we fermented this at a very low temperature to kind of control the overly exuberant aromatics. I think it's as Malvasias go, it's a very elegant Malvasia, and it's really delicious.
It's very tasty.
It smells and tastes like a dessert wine, but it has no sugar in it. So it's very interesting. And a lot of people really love this Malvasia. So.
Well, we have to also, do we have the time to do that real quickly? We wanted to uncork the Centennial Red. And Romy suggested that we put it right up to the mic and try to...
Celebrating 100 years of Farm Bureau.
Oh, there it went. I love it. So that's our Centennial Red. It's a blend of 6 red grapes.
And for those of you who don't know how blends of wine are made, and because I'm a graduate of the program at the college, I participated in a number of these, and they're a lot of fun. There's a real art to blending wine because
and I want to give you the proper time to do that. So we'll do that right after the break because I don't want to rush this segment.